Cambridge Open 2026. After nearly two decades, I can finally get back to what this blog was originally written for. Posts about fencing, and more particularly, competitions. This was my first competition in, yes, about 20 years. I was back on the pist at the Cambridge Open 2026. I was advised to do this one because it was relatively small and because it was a good way to start the year with a bang. A lot of things have changed, and a lot of things have stayed exactly the same. The format is pretty much identical, although things do seem far better run than I remember. There were far fewer mistakes, and everything was kept up to date online, which made the whole day feel much smoother. The competition consisted of two rounds of pools, an incomplete 128 DE, and then the normal direct eliminations. I made it into the last 32, in fact number 32 exactly, which was far better than I had hoped for. I would have sulked if I had failed to get into the 128 and satisfied with the last 64, but a 32 is genuinely brilliant. Points-wise, everything now happens within a week rather than months, as it used to. I now actually have a ranking, which is 247th in England. This apparently already gives me a NIF of 1, which surprised me, as I thought the requirements were higher than that. Either way, a fine start. As for the fencing itself, I was weaker in the pools than I wanted to be. I am still trying to stop old bad habits from coming back, and my most common ones are overexcitement, not pointing the end of the sword at people, and instead, just charging in. I am also reducing the amount of footwork I do, and being more progressive, essentially just pushing forward. I am never going to be good at footwork, so concentrate on better blade work and timing. I have realized that all I want is to get into actual sword distance. Everything else just feels like a boring waiting game to me. So let's lean into that and see how it goes. My DEs were average, and I was lucky on the first two. I let a lot of hits go that I should not have done, but for a first competition back, that was not massively unexpected. In the 128, I was one period in, and ruining it in exactly the same way I always screw up these things. But in the first break, Chris Hauser wandered past and said, "You do know that the point is supposed to go towards the other person, and being older and far less excitable than I used to be," I groaned, "Oh, yes," and made the correction. From that point on, I limited myself to simple attacks and straightforward moves. That suddenly turned the fight around and transformed what was going to be a trouncing into a victory, much to my surprise. In the next fight, I decided to do exactly the same thing. Keep it simple. No overexcitement, just constant pressure and straight attacks. Probably more brutal than elegant, but this website is called Stick Fight, not Conversation Between Two Blades. The final fight was far better than I thought it was going to be. My opponent was ranked fourth in the competition and should have destroyed me. In the end, he beat me 15-12. That is a far better result than I expected, although I stupidly thought I was getting a good grip on the fight. I was progressing well, but again got overexcited and started pushing without thinking, which made me easy to predict. I am taking these observations back to my coach, Anna Anstal, plus 44,7493, 205,766, who I am really enjoying working with. I specifically looked for someone who could teach me as if I were a child, and she does exactly that. She focuses on pure basics, identifies my bad habits very quickly, and actively fixes them. Physically, I had a couple of moments where my lungs hated me and a few slightly woozy periods. I think the solution here is overnight oats, a small breakfast, then sticking to water rather than energy drinks, with small mouthfuls throughout the day. There is plenty of fat on this old body to get me through a competition, and I want to avoid upsetting my digestive system as much as possible. As always, my swords behaved impeccably. That is it for this one. The next competition will be the Invicta, and I will post about that too.